Chapter 10, Head in the Incense Clouds. Completely ignoring the excitement around the circus that afternoon, Sleeky had spent his time daydreaming in his beautifully appointed chamber. The walls were adorned with sheer Bengal saris, steeped in vibrant hues. Beautifully carved wooden keepsake boxes lined the rich carpets, filled with DVDs, mostly Broadway musicals and Bollywood movies. Curled up around a delicately embroidered ethnic kilim pillow, the King Cobra was enjoying the heady fragrance of burning incense. With half-closed eyes, Sleeky was reveling in the rhythm of his performance music as sweet-smelling smoke unfurled its tendrils next to his pillow. Lost in the beauty of the harmonies, Sleeky grew dimly aware of a voice speaking to him. As dusk fell around him, the owl had quietly flown into Sleeky's chambers to seek out the solitary snake. At the end of the song, Athena spoke softly.
"That's a beautiful song with lovely harmonies and an enchanting rhythm. And I want you to stare at the top of that beautiful brick red sari and concentrate. And as you concentrate further and deeper, your eyes may feel tired and your eyelids become heavier. And as you close your eyes, you are gently sinking into a deep and beautiful sleep. A relaxing sleep where you remain aware and you keep hearing me and my questions, and you can answer them as you wish to."
By then, Sleeky had indeed closed his eyes and appeared to be resting peacefully while still attentive to the owl, who went on in her smooth, hypnotic voice.
"And as we go ahead together in the future, we are getting near to your next show, and nearer and nearer. And now we are reaching showtime. The lights are all on and the music starts. You are on stage and I am wondering, in that shining moment, your moment, what are you experiencing?"
"Glory,"
the snake hissed, his head swaying upon the pillow.
"My talent shining."
"That's right. Very good."
"Enchanting everyone and inducing them into a profound trance."
"That's right. Very good."
The owl's soothing tone lured him on.
"And when the lights go off, I retreat gracefully as the king of snakes."
Hissed the cobra, his eyes still closed.
"That's right. Very good."
Continued Athena in her mesmerizing voice.
"My fame continues to grow and glow."
Sleeky rasped, an expression of triumph appearing on his features.
"That's right. Very good. And now, as you are gracefully exiting the stage, you may be noticing other performers backstage. Are you?"
"I'm not seeing anyone,"
Sleeky said as he swayed his head from side to side.
"And as you stare more intensely, even more intensely, who are you seeing?"
Athena went on in her spellbinding tone.
"Still no one. But some forms, animal forms, ugly animal forms, repugnant feet, hideous hairy skins, disgusting smells, and I slither away."
"And who are those animals?"
"Don't know. I guess they somehow belong to the circus,"
the snake said with a tone of indifference.
"So they work with you, don't they?"
"They probably work here. I play here,"
Sleeky replied carelessly.
"And as we slither further into the future, that future you want, where do you see yourself?"
The owl's soft, calming voice went on.
"I see myself playing to audiences worldwide in the grandest palaces, being flown all over the planet to enchant adoring crowds,"
Sleeky said, hissing with pleasure.
"And now we imagine that you have journeyed from here to there. What happened along the way?"
"A talent scout discovered my genius and managed everything for me, and I was an overnight cosmic success."
Sleeky raised himself up on his coils in delight. though his eyes were still closed in trance.
And as we travel back smoothly to the now, and you enter your beautiful chamber, curled up around your favorite pillow, relax, and take a few deep breaths, and you open your eyes now.
The owl said slowly, softly. Blinking, Sleeky spied Athena perched on the corner of his room. He was faintly surprised, but did not really care that she was there. He focused on the things that mattered, swaying again to his music and breathing in the sweet scent of his incense. Addressing his back, the owl summarized what Sleeky had said and then checked.
Is that all accurate?
Sleeky hissed indifferently.
You have your way of saying this. I have mine.
Athena hopped a little closer and said,
I expected a yes or no for an answer.
A yes or a no, really. So simplistic. Anyway, will a yes or a no please you? Just tell me which one you prefer, and I'll hiss it.
Thanks, but no thanks. I have been observing you and other performers lately. Now that you are fully awake, may I share with you my perceptions and a few ideas I collected?
Athena asked him. Sleeky turned to face her.
Why?
So you can expand your awareness of yourself and of your environment.
If that amuses you, go ahead.
He responded carelessly.
I perceive you as very talented, focused on yourself, and unaware of others. In a way, your world is you. Yet the world's not yours.
Sleeky curled himself higher on his coils.
Elegant phrasing. Glide ahead.
He said, giving the owl slightly more attention.
I noticed the applause at the end of your show was rather brief, and I did not observe the public enter into a trance during your performance. Hence, I am wondering if you could connect more with the audience.
You should leave that for artists to decide.
Sleeky declared haughtily, gliding away. The owl hopped after him and said,
I am not an artist, but I observed that spectator numbers are shrinking at the circus. Innovative performances with different animals playing together seem more in demand nowadays. They might replace shows with solo players over time. May I share an idea?
Sleeky twisted nervously and his tail formed a knot, though he did not deign to respond.
Wouldn't it be safe and rewarding for you to connect with the other performers and deliver magic together?
Athena inquired. Sleeky remained silent. Hopping even closer, the owl asked,
Any knot you need to unknot for this to happen?
With a flash of his gleaming fangs, Sleeky turned around and hissed at her.
Let me state the obvious here. Single performers with my genius have nothing to worry about. Anyway, one is born and dies alone. Where I come from, you rely only on yourself. Full stop. The ringmaster is clearly smarter than you because he's got it and stopped pushing me to connect with the others a long time ago.
The cobra convulsed anxiously, then hissed,
Leave me alone. Your line of questioning has lost its elegance anyway.
Unperturbed at his vehement outburst, Athena said,
It's all up to you. I am no rescuer, after all. I just felt I had to share my belief that you'll become an international star sooner if you partner with others here, instead of expecting a talent scout to visit. Why would he, anyway? We all know the circus shows aren't that good right now. You may find animals around you unappealing at first sight, but look deeper into them, and you will see unknown jewels of talent. Partner with others to unleash and combine all of your talents, and you'll shine together, and individually way more than by performing alone, one after the other.
Your time's up,
Sleeky said coldly.
And my tempo, too. You love music, so do I. All I wish is for you to keep in mind this thought. Life can be as beautiful as a symphony when you play it with others.
Turning his back on the owl, Sleeky glided further away from her. He hissed,
"Farewell."
"Best wishes,"
Athena called, flying out tiredly with a disturbed and sad expression on her face. The king cobra curled up anxiously around his favorite pillow, and his tail formed a second knot.